The AccuWeather forecast, partly cloudy, high today around 27. Some frosty temperatures expected to usher in the new year in southeast Wisconsin. National Weather Service indicating the mercury could fall tonight into the low teens, the wind chills between 0 and 10 above. The high temperature on New Year's Day only expected around 22. A state appeals court rules that a Kenosha County judge did not err when he excluded all witnesses except for one from the pending trial of a woman accused of child abuse. We get details from WRJN's Janet Hoff.
Although the woman's attorney had filed a motion for the district attorney's office to file a witness list before trial, and the court issued similar orders months earlier, a list was not produced until about 2 weeks before the trial was scheduled to begin. The appeals court ruled that since the prosecution did not come up with a reason for ignoring the judge's orders, the only witness who could testify was an expert the state had previously named. The DA appealed, however, the judge's decision was upheld. The trial of 43-year-old Caroline Pietro on a charge of child abuse was delayed while the decision was appealed. A status conference is scheduled in February. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
A state appeals court also upholding the conviction of a Kenosha man caught trying to take copper pipes out of a vacant townhouse. 48-year-old Brian Harris appealed, said his Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination had been violated when the court denied his motion to exclude statements that he had made to police without being read as Miranda rights. The appeals court said Harris voluntarily made the comments at the scene, and he was not being interrogated at the Kenosha County Jail when he made some other incriminating remarks. He was found guilty of burglary, criminal damage to property, and trespassing after a trial in May of 2013. The Youth Risk Behavior Survey and the recent trends with the data are going to be addressed in the near future by the Racine Unified School Board with a work session. Mike Frontier believing that it'll prove beneficial moving forward from this point to have a little better perspective.
There's a variety of questions that give a profile of how our kids, our clients perceive the school. And I'm simply asking that we see the data from the last 3 years and get some sense of a pattern, because as we well know, our academic gains, our measures are many, but as we're going to get better, we're going to have to look just as closely at behavioral areas of need. And looking at this data may give us some direction also in terms of OEs, how we can assess this better.
The work session to focus on maybe 4 to 5 years of survey results and trends. On this final day of 2015, a little reflection on what's occurred in our lives and our community. WRJN News having recorded some of those moments which you heard throughout the year on our newscasts.
Kenosha County has a beautiful park system, but we also realize that we cannot replicate the project that will be done at the Dream Playground.
This is a busy intersection, one of the reasons why CDS wanted to be there.
This is seen as adversely impacting the property values of the residential uses around it.
They found some pictures out there on their properties, and not unusual. We've heard stories about this in the past where several hundred miles away, debris has shown up.
Those sound bites from 2015 and many more are going to comprise our public affairs program, which will air Sunday morning at 8 o'clock here on AM 1400 WRJN. Marquette University Center for Supply Chain Management and the local chapter of the Institute of Supply Chain Management put out data every month that measures manufacturing growth in southeast Wisconsin and northern Illinois. Once again, the number was below the 50 mark, which indicates a continued lack of growth in market conditions. The seasonally adjusted index, 48.53, compared to 45.34 in November and 46.66 in October. The index for the region has been in negative territory ever since back in March, and only at or above 50 for 18 of the past 28 months. Cause of a November 3rd fire at a Kenosha lakefront condominium that resulted in a man and his wife being killed, that remains undetermined despite an extensive investigation. Kenosha Fire Chief John Thompson says they could not find the exact source of the fire at that 54th Street location, so the cause will be undetermined barring any new information. The early morning fire causing extensive damage to the residents of Rita and James Adamson. They, of course, both failed to survive. This morning, the Racine County Medical Examiner's Office was called out for a man found on the floor of a residence in the village of Sturtevant. It was about a quarter to three. South Shore Fire Rescue personnel called about the victim around the age of 40, discovered not breathing at a home in the 3000 block of 93rd Street. A Mount Pleasant police officer was the first to arrive, attempted to help the victim, then relayed to dispatch that the man continued to be unresponsive and was not breathing. Paramedics did get there, but minutes later, the request was made to contact the ME's office. And a 50-year-old Racine man accused of cutting his girlfriend's throat, narrowly missing a major artery, pleads not guilty to a charge of attempted murder in Racine County Court. Lewis Caples reportedly drove the victim to the hospital, initially telling police that she had been stabbed by an intruder who had also stabbed his dog and attacked him. Police later learned he doesn't have a dog and that the victim, who couldn't speak due to a breathing tube in her throat, wrote that it was Caples who had stabbed her after they'd come back from watching a Packers game. Caples remains in the county jail. He'll be back in court in February. It was a 29-yard field goal by the Badgers with less than 3 minutes to go in the Holiday Bowl, and a last-second stop of USC by the defense that resulted early this morning in a 23-21 win for Paul Christ and his team.
One, we took care of the football and we were able to run the ball. I thought we protected well, and guys made plays. A number of different guys made plays and key plays, and that's Joel, but he had the composure and poise and confidence. And it was a fun sideline to be on. You know, when things are going well, they kind of stayed even. And when we got behind, stayed even with it.
Joel Stave throwing a touchdown pass. Chloe Command running for another. The Badgers finish up their season 10-3. That game, by the way, ended at 1:10 this morning. The Youth Risk Behavior Survey in Racine and the recent trends with that data going to be addressed in the near future by the Racine Unified School Board. There will be a work session on that. Mike Frontier believing it would prove beneficial moving ahead from this point to have a little better perspective.
All the tools we have, I can't imagine we couldn't quantify the 2012 data and say it was that 60% of the kids were toying with marijuana, and now it's down to 30%. And, you know, I don't think we have to deal with all the individual data. We have summaries here, and I think with all the research we do on test scores, math, this stuff is becoming more important than the achievement data. In terms of the community perception, we ought to put some time into this.
The work session to focus on maybe 4 to 5 years of survey results. More Americans filing first-time claims for unemployment benefits, according to the U.S. Labor Department, 287,000. That's a jump of 20,000 from a week before. Analysts had expected around 270,000. The Kenosha County District Attorney's Office charging 23-year-old Fionkwe Jenkins of Kenosha and 29-year-old Charles Donnell of Milwaukee with child enticement and sexual assault. That for a December 23rd incident near 20th Avenue and 62nd Street. The criminal complaint says the two went after a 15-year-old girl, dragged her into a nearby apartment, and then sexually assaulted her. Police called after the mother of the victim found her at the home. Both men arrested during a traffic stop and are due back in court a week from today. Like others around the country, most Wisconsin workers are not confident they'll have enough money in which to retire. That's according to an AARP Wisconsin survey, many indicating they'll have to put off retirement, in fact, as long as possible. Social Security payments, which average about $1,200 a month in Wisconsin, not enough for most people to afford that retirement comfortably. And according to Lisa Lampkins with the agency, she says there should be another chance for the Wisconsin Private Secure Retirement Act. It was a state-run savings proposal, which was introduced but never got passed.
It's portable from job to job, so it's not tied to your employer. It is no or low cost to taxpayers. It's voluntary for employees. And we know that retirement savings just increase exponentially if people have a way to save at work.
Lampkin says that in other states, lawmakers have been actually quite wary of state involvement in savings plans for workers, and some have created task forces in which to study the idea. When you celebrate the new year with friends and food and perhaps a beverage or two tonight, be aware that if it's a glass of wine, the tax on that beverage here in Wisconsin is the lowest in the country. That according to the Tax Foundation, citing data from the Wine Institute. It has Florida with the highest tax on wine at $3.50 a gallon. Wisconsin is the lowest at just a quarter. Coming up January 11th, the board that oversees public records in Wisconsin is set to meet on a proposal to limit access to certain records. The meeting will allow public comments, but it will be limited to just 1 minute per person. Earlier this year, the Public Records Board, without any attention until after the fact, voted to change the definition of transitory records, records deemed to have only temporary significance. Reaction by open government advocates, though, led the group to backtrack on that decision. And finally, Lake Superior State University's list of words banished from the Queen's English for misuse, overuse, and general uselessness coming out today. And if you say so, you've got the number one word on the list. Other words include conversation, problematic, price point, secret sauce, break the internet, walk it back, presser, manspreading, vape, giving me life, and physicality. Our AccuWeather forecast this afternoon, pretty simply, partly cloudy, high around 27. For New Year's Day, a high maybe 23. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.